Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Vladimir Putin is obviously still the master of his game, but does he see a risk of miscalculation?
Former National Security Council Russia Director Fiona Hill expects Russia to invade Ukraine, arguing that Putin wants the United States out of the region.
It would be insane for them to go into Ukraine. But the worry is, it might not be from his perspective, because he's looking at different information and his mindset is very different.
On Tuesday, President Joe Biden said he told Putin the U.S. would deploy thousands of troops to Eastern Europe if Russia continues to amass troops along Ukraine's border. Putin accused the U.S. of stoking tensions while Russia held military drills near the border. The Biden administration is withdrawing its vaccine or test mandate for businesses with at least 100 employees. 27 Republican-led states had challenged the mandate, and the Supreme Court ruled it was federal overreach. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is vowing to fight the White House after the FDA pulled its emergency authorization for two COVID-19 drugs.
Outright revoked authorization for two very popular monoclonal antibody treatments that the state of Florida really pioneered over the summer and that we've worked hard to make available to our residents who needed treatment.
FDA says the drugs are ineffective against the Omicron variant, which accounts for the majority of cases. But proponents note that the Delta variant has not been fully eradicated. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's running for re-election in this year's midterms.
Our democracy is at risk because of assaults on the truth, the assault on the U.S. Capitol, and the state-by-state assault on voting rights. This election is crucial. Nothing less is at stake than our democracy.
The California Democrat turns 82 in March and had previously promised to step down as House leader after 2022. The leader of the right-wing group Oath Keepers pleaded not guilty to seditious conspiracy for his role in the January 6th Capitol riot. Stuart Rhodes' attorney says claims that he conspired to use force to stop the certification of the 2020 presidential election are fiction. Far-right conspiracy theorist Alex Jones says he met virtually with the House Select Committee investigating the attack and pleaded the fifth on the advice of counsel. Jones noted he wanted to answer questions, but feared the committee would twist his words. A week before the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics begin, Republican U.S. Representatives Kathy McMorris Rogers of Washington and Bob Latta of Ohio wrote a letter to NBC Universal executives citing concerns that China would censor TV coverage of the Games. Policy advisor for Hong Kong Watch, Joey Hsu, believes the U.S. should boycott the Games altogether over the communist country's human rights abuses.
Any form of participation in the upcoming 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics is equivalent to endorsing its escalating atrocities. And any form of appeasement policy is no different than allowing China to continue its oppression.
The U.S. is among 10 nations that are diplomatically boycotting the Games. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.